In today's podcast, we are reminded who comforts us and what we are to do with it. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now, a couple months ago, my chair in my home office started breaking down. And it used to be a really sweet chair that I could lean back in and, you know, I would just think. And it had this great cushy plush back. But now it has a broken support on the back and the stuffing is coming out and everything. And it was sad when I realized it was time to replace it. And the one that I got in its place, it looks super comfortable, but it doesn't quite do the trick. The truth is, it's actually caused some back problems recently because of the amount of time that I end up sitting in it on the days that I work from home. Now, while our life in Christ is far from about comfort, as there is no comfort in the cross, that instrument of torture and shame, nevertheless, God knows that as humans, we will need comfort from time to time. It is used to encourage us when we are down, to help us feel supported when we go through difficulties. And sometimes it simply just reminds us that we're not alone. So to some degree, God does have comfort in his plans for the more comprehensively life that's composed of suffering on this planet. Now, there is a sense that we can see the goodness of the Lord through some level of comfort on this side of eternity. So Paul, in the opening of his second letter to the church in Corinth, he reminds them of where their comfort comes from. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, starting in verse 3, he says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies and the God of all comfort." So let us stop there for a second and soak up the fact that all comfort that truly blesses us in this earth comes from God. I say it that way because, however, to be clear, there are some things in life that are like my new chair. They look comfortable, but instead they bring pain. Yes, I'm referring to much of the sin that tempts us and draws us maybe into laziness, to decadence, to greed and gluttony. This comfort is no comfort, but they are the pill that keeps us docile and unaware of the enemy's schemes. So Paul continues, however. He says, "The God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." So we receive comfort, you guys, in the midst of our personal pains. But the story is not to end with us. We then become a river that the comfort is to continue to flow downstream through us to the next brother or sister in need of that same comfort. And it's not even that God is asking us to get creative or inventive with our comfort of one another. He tells us to use the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So then Paul continues further. He says, "For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in sufferings, you will also share in our comfort." That's verses 3-7. So in case we are mistakenly taking this as the gospel being all about comfort from God, he reminds us that simple fact that we also share in his sufferings as well as his comfort. And the comfort, it only comes as we persevere the suffering. Paul knows that they are going through pains and assures them that he's not even worried about their future for them. He says his hope is unshaken. Why? Because he knows that sharing in one means sharing in the other. So let us be sure that we not only embrace the great comfort of Holy Spirit, but also the suffering of the cross and the pain of following the one who came to suffer and die for us. So right now, let us pray that the same comforting Holy Spirit would empower our perseverance as he comforts us in our pains for the sake of not only ourselves, but others that we must now be a comfort to. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for not only giving us Jesus that went and died for our sins and the example to follow as we walk into suffering, but you also give us Holy Spirit that comforts us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your comfort, for the strength that you give us, that you point us back to the truth, that you remind us of who we are when we need it the most, that you lift us up. Father God, I thank you that you don't leave us when we are low, but you come and you lift us up at the right time. We thank you for your comfort. We thank you that you bring the right people around in the right seasons when we need to hear the reminders, the voice of truth, when we need to have a hug, when we need to be cared for, Lord God. We thank you that you are the one sending that comfort, that you are the God of all comfort. And we ask that you would continue to help us to be that river that the comfort continues to flow through, that we would go pursue others in need of comfort, not just receiving, but also giving it. We thank you that you lead us in it. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that's another episode on Five by the Fire. Go on over to 5bythefire.org. If you're listening, thank you for subscribing. If you're watching, like, follow, leave a comment. And I hope that you guys do exactly what I say each and every episode, right? Be the flow of what God's pouring in. Go give it, right? So be blessed and be a blessing. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace.